This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Woo! Yeah! Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I want you. I need you.
I want you. I need you. I want you to be my tonight. You need me. Tease me. Use you up and throw you away.
Where to start, my friends? We have the valiant Secret Service agent, Gary Byrne, joining us coming up in the next segment. Prizes and Characters, the book. Can we get the clip queued up where he talked about her being a dictator, Hillary? What did CNBC, talking to one of the top internet gurus, say about Zuckerberg? They said he's dictator of the biggest nation on earth, over 2 billion people, Facebook. That's exactly what these people are. Technocratic systems just means a dictatorship of a technological elite. And then I have this tendency to not even mention our most powerful articles up front. Everyone should be constantly at InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, because there's just such bombshell stuff up there. I mean, this is mainstream news in Philadelphia with a straight face. School calls police on 9-year-old for racist remark called snack brownies. This is not The Onion. This is real. Remember when Seattle said, don't bring brown paper bags? And they admitted, no one ever said they were racist. No one ever said a brown bag was meant anything. I'm wearing brown shoes right now, folks. I got brown skin. Light brown. I'm evil. One of my daughters has got brown eyes. The others have got green. I love those little Cookie Monster eyes. And of course it's illogical. It's just about illogic. It's about being illogical. And this is in Philadelphia. Philly.com reports it with a straight face. I mean, the kids are just being turned into basket cases. The white kids. But then if a minority wants to knock a white kid out and almost kill him with brass knuckles, that's okay because they're white and they deserve it. That's in the news. You want to kill somebody because they're white, that's all right. Cracker had it coming. And again, most people who are minorities aren't like this. It's the media pushing this, telling them it's okay to act like this. That's why the Klan was so bad in the 20s, 30s, and 40s, because a lot of media in the South was promoting it like it was a good thing. And now the media promotes, go out and attack Trump people. Go beat up women. And the LA Times is like, hey, they deserve it. A bunch of men waving Mexican flags, beating a woman up, and it's not racial because she's white. No, the truth is every group can act like a bunch of tribal morons, and while you're busy doing that, all of our freedoms are being taken, and we're being chemically attacked with the fluoride and all the rest of it. During an end-of-year class party at a New Jersey elementary school, a 9-year-old boy, this was out of Philly.com, was in New Jersey, said something about brownies and was subsequently questioned by a police officer who was called by the school to investigate an incident of racism. Oh, yeah. It was another student that accused the boy of saying something racist. Because, see, you don't learn how to read or write now. You just learn how to hear things that upset you. But the boy's mother said he was talking about snacks, not skin color. And there's a new thing where they're telling bartenders, I heard about this a few years ago, and then I've talked to bartenders, they tell especially Hispanic bartenders or people that are serving drinks that are from Mexico or here legally or whatever, you know, at the restaurant, but don't come up and ask if you want a lager or a dog. Like if you ask for a Modelo, they're actually telling bartenders, because they'll say, like when you're in Mexico, they'll say, blonde or negro? And they're telling them, don't say that because not just black people who are ignorant, but white people especially will flip out on you when you say the Spanish word for black. It just means negro. It just means, I mean, words are now evil, folks, that have nothing to do with anything. This is the mass mental illness we're dealing with. While all of us are having our rights taken and freedoms taken, we are obsessing over stuff like this. It is crazy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
My name is Jay. I'm 26 years of age, and I just want to thank the makers of the One World Whey protein powder. After having chronic abdominal pain and pressure for months, I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. The medical doctor told me there was nothing I could do to treat it other than taking pain and nausea medication. Then, I came across an ad for One World Whey on the radio and read the claims that it can help with all types of inflammation. I took the One World Whey protein powder every day for a month, and the chronic pain and pressure sensation went away completely, and I never took the pain or nausea meds. To this day, my intestines are free of pain.
Nature is kind. When we consume foods we're designed to eat, then she gives back health when it was once lost. One World Whey consistently supports the body's production of glutathione and overall repair. Glutathione stops inflammation, removes heavy metals, and toxins of all kinds. When inflammation is gone, the body can complete its healing process. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Came in last night at 10:30, that baby of mine wouldn't let me.
Coming up, we've seen the president of Mexico, the leader of Canada, and of course the president of the U.S. meeting, pushing the expansion of NAFTA and GATT, trying to hurry that through before Donald Trump gets into office. We've got the EU coming out, the Council on Foreign Relations, saying that they want to have economic warfare to force us to stay inside these global agreements that we never voted to enter. It's amazing. And in the middle of all this, we've got Hillary Rodham Clinton, who I've been covering for 21 years on air. I remember her and the Chinese missile secrets and selling us out to foreign powers. I remember all the deaths. I remember FBI agents that were in the White House coming out and some of the bizarre stuff they saw that later Hillary admitted. She goes, oh, it's a joke that I've got crack pipes and Mao Zedong on the Christmas tree. Remember that? It's like, what's wrong with you? These are, from the outside looking in, seem like degenerates, seem like mentally ill people that are just into doing weird stuff. Perverts, basically. I mean, I don't have a degree in criminology, you know, like our next guest does, but sitting back watching this and studying Kim Jong-un and his megalomania, I look at Hillary, it seems like she's a would-be dictator, and we're going to go to our guest, who's the valiant Secret Service agent that's had the will to go public, Dan Bongino, another guy that has a lot of courage, is going to be joining us tomorrow. A crisis of character, Gary J. Byrne, a White House Secret Service officer, discloses his firsthand experience with Hillary, Bill, and how they operate. And I have just started reading the book, and it is just nightmarish because it fits into everything we've already seen and know. I mean, this woman has a criminal mind. He has criminal energy. Now, that's a layperson's view. We're going to get his view here in just a moment. But first, here's a clip of where he called it like it is and said she's a dictator. Here it is.
And in 2016, she's running again. And you felt compelled to tell the story because why? Let me ask that.
Because I want Americans to know what the real Clinton administration is like. Mrs. Clinton is not a leader. She's a very, very angry person all the time. I've seen many instances that I talk about in my book, Crisis of Character, where she displays this holier-than-thou attitude, do as I say, not as I do. She's a dictator. She comes across as a dictator. I've seen her berate many people, and myself included. And I've never seen any example that would lead me to believe that she could lead this country.
You know, you describe a woman that is very phony. In other words, you talk about how she'd tell you to go to hell or tell another agent to go blank himself.
Correct.
And how she threw a Bible at a Secret Service officer or agent.
Agent. Right? Agent. Yes, sir.
Okay, and the vase story, which we'll get to in a minute.
Right.
But if the cameras were on, she was close to Bill, but it was manufactured. It was not real.
Absolutely.
Camera goes off, different person.
Yeah.
Let's go to him now, but I wanted to show that clip from Hannity.
Secret
Now. I've had Bongino on. I've talked to other Secret Service folks off record. They didn't give me anything secret. They just said, look, it's worse than you know. It's worse than you're saying. And I was once at a party with a celebrity, and there was a current Secret Service guy there, pretty senior, and he said, no, Alex, you're dead on, but it's worse than you're saying. And then I talked to Bongino, said the same thing. And he never told me anything secret. They started threatening him when he came on. What'd you tell Alex? Because I was saying some stuff on air about what we know about the Clintons, and they thought he told me. His house got broken into. His car did. His kids basically got threatened. He doesn't want me to talk about it because it sounds wimpy to, you know, talk about threats, but it's not. These guys have real courage. I got to tell you, Mr. Byrne, I mean, I hope he doesn't have any car accidents or airplane accidents or anything, because the Clintons are organized criminals, in my view, and there's a lot of death around them. But I'm going to stop right there. Mr. Byrne, thank you so much for coming on. CrisisOfCharacterBook.com. Let's go to the waterfront here. You're putting your life on the line here. I think that goes unsaid. So this isn't about just selling a book. Tell us the truth, sir. You're warning America.
Sure. I wrote my book, first of all, thank you for having me. I wrote my book because I want people to know the truth, just like you said. And all those things that you were saying, your people in the Secret Service telling you that everything you said before is true. And that's one of the reasons I wrote my book. I want people to know what the real Hillary Clinton's like. Listen, if she wasn't running for office, I wouldn't care. I wouldn't care at all. But she has a good chance of becoming the next president of the United States. And I want people to know that that is not a good thing. She has an explosive, dangerous personality. She has this inability to focus on the problem. She seems to focus on what caused the problem. I've seen her berate her staff that were supposedly friends of hers to the point where they were terrified of her. And it just goes from one thing to the other.
There's been reports of her by other Secret Service agents punching Bill Clinton repeatedly. I mean, almost knocking him down. Are those reports accurate?
So I've never witnessed that, but I did see the president show up at the Oval Office one morning after a bad fight up at the mansion the night before, where a vase got broken. And when he showed up at the Oval Office house, he had a black eye, he had a mark under his eye, and he was trying to conceal it with makeup. It's to the point where I actually said to his secretary and his assistant, what's that mark under the president's eye? And they said, the one assistant said, he's allergic to coffee. I said, allergic to coffee under one eye? And as I walked out of the room, I actually turned to the other assistant, the secretary, and I said, I'm allergic to the back of somebody's hand. And I was just trying to get a rise out of him to see what the deal was. And it was just so bizarre. I mean, I realized people fight at times. But once you hear these, you witness these things, and my coworkers, we don't talk about these things because we have nothing else to do. We pass this information on, so the next person.
No, I understand. It's unprecedented to have the Secret Service, and you're not the only one coming out.
Sure.
But, I mean, it obviously has to be done. I mean, the word I get from high-level Pentagon, high-level State Department, high-level former CIA, and is that Hillary basically is a Chinese agent slash Saudi Arabian agent, and I want to see if we can segue into some of that, because you mainly, you know, just covered her outburst. But correct me if I'm wrong. Right. You were there at the White House for quite a while. You might get into that history. But it looks like following her for 20 years, being forced to, it's not like I want to watch her or read her or see what she does. Seems like her lies are getting wilder. She seems more unstable, looks even crazier than she did 20 years ago. She seems to be deteriorating is what I'm getting at.
Yeah, so I've never seen anything that would lead me to believe that she's, I mean, other than like her policies seem to lean to some of these countries, but I've never seen anything that I would call, you know, out of the ordinary. But what I, along the lines you were talking about as she's getting older is, my take on it, Alex, is that she's getting more and more comfortable with it. That she's being more and more the real Hillary, which I, in my opinion, she's more of a dictator than anything else. I think she's getting comfortable with it. I think she feels like it's been accepted by the people who are going to vote her in, and that's the way it's going to be.
Well, expanding on that, I don't normally go off a book by their cover, but clearly right. Sometimes you're pumping gas and some thugs pull up. It doesn't matter whether black thugs, white thugs, whoever, you just pick right. up these guys are thugs, and sure enough, you see one of them, you know, shoot their mouth off at, you know, an old lady or something. And when you look at her, though, she just radiates like she could play a female Joker. I mean, if I was in casting in Hollywood, and I actually have been worked in some films and consulting, I would cast her as a female supervillain. I mean, I'm not being sarcastic.
Yeah.
As a guy, you know, that has a gut instinct, criminology background, just her demeanor, the way she looks and acts sometimes, and the way her face has changed so suddenly, what's going on there? Because to me, she looks like she's mentally ill.
Well, I'll give you two examples of kind of the outburst that you're talking about. When I was still working at the White House, we had hired some new employees. And these two young officers, I was down in the break room, and a young officer came down, and he said, man, what a weird day. And we said, you know, what's going on? He said, well, he passed by the first lady, and he said hello, and she told him to, you know, to go to hell. And, you know, we said, well, you know, that's the way it is around here. You know, she doesn't seem to like us much. And then another guy came in, he walked up, and he said, that's nothing. He said, last month I was walking past her down the West Colonnade, and he said good morning to her, and she told him to go F himself. And so that's two examples. And this happened the way it happened, Alex. A sergeant overheard them telling the stories to the other, myself and the other people down there, and they investigated. And the senior agents of the agency took this so serious, they came down to talk to this guy, two inspectors, and they actually apologized and said, just understand this, that, you know, you're not going to get an apology from anyone else. And the bizarre thing about that, Alex, was the second guy who she told to go F himself, he had been in the Army a couple of years before, and he had been in Somalia on a mission, basically, that President Clinton had sent him on. And it wasn't, you know, today we know that Somalia, because of the movie Black Hawk Down.
They hung him out to dry.
Right. This was before that, like the first deployment to Somalia. And this guy was wounded and received the Purple Heart. Then a couple of years later, he comes to work for the Secret Service Uniform Division, and the first lady tells him to go F himself. This is just so bizarre. I mean, this is one of the reasons I felt compelled. This is the person that people want to put in the Oval Office.
Yeah.
I think it's insane.
Well, bottom line, Gary, I've just noticed, you know, being around a few years, that criminal types don't like police officers, folks like that. And it's not that police are perfect or Secret Service are perfect. They just don't like the manliness. They don't like the straightforwardness. They don't like being looked in the eye. And I've confirmed with dozens of reporters over the 20 years and people that have worked around her, meetings she goes to, like Davos and others, that they tell people, and I've interviewed the people at the hotels after these events are over, I mean, I make films on this, that they tell people in briefings, do not look Hillary in the eye. So as bad as you've been getting it and other law enforcement officers, the word is when she is out around just general folks, no tips. And it's not just her. It's this whole group. You know, no tips, very rude, very hateful. I mean, separately, I don't want to segue off of Hillary, but I mean, I'm told it's not as bad, but it's similar with Obama, and it's similar with his wife.
Yeah, that I don't know about, because I left before they got there. I actually left when George W. Bush was president in 2003. I transferred to the Air Marshal, so that I don't have any information on. I'm sorry.
It's been in the press, though.
Yes, I've seen it. And I've read some of the same stories you have. Absolutely.
Well, I'll tell you this. When they bring up our show or InfoWars to her, we played the video, she all of a sudden goes and her eyes get wide and she has like an adrenaline rush and just gets scared. And it sounds to me like that's the type of response she has around guys like you.
Yes. Yes, I think that's I agree with you. It's so bizarre to think about the things that I've written when I was writing my book, Crisis of Character, and you look at the stuff in there, and, you know, writing a book, you review it, and you edit it, and you edit it, and some of this stuff, I was like, oh, my God, it's just so crazy. She could be the next president of the United States, and she's under FBI investigation. How does that keep going on? How is that possible?
And she's been caught lying from every angle. It's ridiculous.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you know, according to the history of the Watergate investigation, she was fired from that because of unseemly behavior. I mean, that just sounds so bizarre.
Well, you know, FBI agents that work in the White House and others have been audited, harassed, all sorts of things have happened. I don't want to, you know, get into speculation areas here, making the decision with you and your family to write this book, I mean, really, nobody else has had the huevos to do this, maybe one other person. I mean, I got to say, sir, I really hope you've got a big insurance policy taken out for your family.
Yeah, so we knew what we were getting into, and we've taken our precautions and did our due diligence. So,
yeah.
We'll keep our fingers crossed.
Well, you know what? You're on the side of right, and just we really, I mean, I'm serious. I'm not kissing your butt. I don't do this with a lot of guests.
No, I really, I understand, I appreciate that.
Well, I admire your courage. I mean, if we had more people like you, sir, we wouldn't be in such trouble.
Well, thank you so much. I greatly appreciate it.
What can you talk about the process of deciding to write this book, Crisis of Character, sir?
Sure. You know, 10 years ago, if somebody suggested I was going to do this, I would have said they were crazy. I thought I would take this stuff to my grave, but things changed over the years, Alex, and as it got closer and closer to this election and I saw she was more likely to win, I thought, how can this happen? How can somebody that operates like this have an opportunity to become president of this country? And so I decided that I would write a book about my life, and I would, of course, include all of it in my time there. And, you know, the original title of my book was actually Fence Jumpers to Hijackers, you know, my time at the White House and then my time as an air marshal. But as it got more to time to put the book out and as we developed it, it became Crisis of Character. And it's not just about her crisis of character. It's a little bit about my crisis of character, too, to, you know, the process of deciding to do this and putting yourself and your family at this kind of risk.
Yeah, I can hear it in your voice. You have really put yourself at risk, folks. I hope listeners understand this is not a game. I have been seriously threatened by the Clintons years ago and went and had some really nasty experiences that are almost unbelievable. I haven't even gotten into them on air. And so I can imagine what, I mean, you know, have you ever met Dan Bongino? Do you know him?
You know what? We crossed paths in training when I was still an instructor. I don't know him well.
You know, they've been like threatening his kids, breaking in his house, everything.
Yeah. Yeah. I follow him now on social media. So,
yeah,
that's, I know, I believe it. He's an upstanding guy.
But he didn't even really write a book about them. He just wrote a book about taking America back, and they're coming after him. So, boy, they're really going to, whew.
Right.
I mean, I tell you.
Yeah, bizarre.
Well, we got about 5 minutes left, sir. I really appreciate your courage. Everyone should get the book. In fact, I'm going to reach out to your publisher, Center Street, who has a lot of courage, and I'm going to try to carry it in our online bookstore at InfoWarsStore.com. But the book is on sale. It needs to go to number one, folks, and really be a vote for courage and a vote against this criminal. We sell the T-shirt. It's back in stock. Hillary for Prison. That's available at InfoWarsStore.com. And of course, these are all over TV. They're all over the Trump rallies. It was the number one meme last week and the number one search term for a full week. It's the number three search term this week. Will Hillary Clinton go to prison? And I'm very proud of the fact that we have basically started this meme and that you, the listeners, have taken it to the next level. So I want to say that I am right behind this man. I don't have any of the courage he's got to be doing this, but we're in the same arena here, and I hope you'll join him in the arena and get the book, Crisis of Character. We got 4 minutes left, sir. I want you to have the floor. A lot of stuff's in the book, but you know, spill your guts to folks. You're putting your life on the line. Tell people what you really think about Hillary.
Sure. Thank you. So, my time at the White House, I experienced many bizarre things. And, you know, you can understand her anger sometimes when she finds out what her husband's doing with these affairs. But my question is, why do you stay in that relationship and keep exposing yourself to all this mental damage? And my fear is that at this point in her life, where she's about to become president of the United States, I mean, how damaged is she? I mean, how emotional can she really get? And that's what concerns me. And the things that I saw when I worked there, many examples of her her anger and really, to me, her inability to function normally. I mean, how is it you can treat your staff so poorly that they're afraid of you? And so that's what really one of the things that amongst others that greatly concerned me. Is there any particular part of the book you'd like me to talk about?
Well, I mean, I've only gotten a little bit into it. It's amazing. To me, it just shows how unstable she is. And I know you're being a nice guy and you're going with what you can totally prove, but the word is she just gets mad. She just gets mad when she doesn't get a piece of the tail. The word is, Clinton used to joke, and so did Roger, his brother, that she's more tail than Bill does. And we're not attacking her in the fact that she's bisexual, but it's pretty evident that she is. I'm worried about that from the blackmail perspective. The word is she beat Bill up when he didn't follow orders. I mean, from the inside sources we have, and they kind of bragged about this, it wasn't just co-presidency. A lot of the time, Hillary was more of a president than Bill because he was so busy partying. And so can you speak to that? I mean, their real relationship,
right?
The fact that she could be blackmailed.
Sure. I definitely saw a difference. Like when the cameras weren't on, she's always to me, she's always aloof. Even when the cameras are on, like to me, she's never genuine. I think many times in the last year, you've heard messages from her campaign where they're rebooting to make Mrs. Clinton more likable.
So who is the real one? Past the aloof, past the little fake robot lady with the Joker smile, who is she? You were around her for years.
She's somebody who's very angry for some reason I don't really understand besides the actions of her husband. She's somebody who is, to me, is incompetent. I mean, look what happened. She was Secretary of State for 4 years, and we got Benghazi. And as soon as it happened, she got out. She left. A real leader, Alex, would have stayed there and fixed the problems. So never again is one of our ambassadors murdered like that.
So you're just too honorable of a guy, brother, to see that Benghazi was on purpose to ship the missiles to Al Qaeda to take over Syria. And the Turkish ambassador was there that morning, and Ambassador Stevens said no. So they pulled the security and had him whacked. But I mean, I'm not going to get off on a rabbit trail. It's just that she's way more evil than I think you're even getting at.
No, well, obviously she is, and that's not something I experienced, but I certainly believe that to be true. I mean, nothing would surprise me anymore after what I saw those years and what's happened since then. There are many examples that I put in my book, also details that, but, I never thought that we'd be in the position where, that she was getting ready to become president of the United States. Alex, years ago, when they first started running from Arkansas, I ran into this deputy down there. And we were talking. We were working together for about 4 hours outside this restaurant protecting President Clinton. And this, or I'm sorry, not President Clinton, President Bush. Bill Clinton was just starting to run.
Sure.
First President Bush. And we were talking. And I said, what about this guy, this governor of yours that wants to run? And he goes, and I said, all these affairs and these rumors, he'll never get elected. And the guy looked at me, I mean, right through me, and he said, let me tell you something, Gary. These guys can spin manure into gold. Then everything you hear about them is true. I believe it. And he will get elected, and he'll be there 8 years. And this guy was serious as a heart attack. And then he told me all these bizarre stories about all these rumors of people that, have had accidents and stuff that you were referring to before. So, I definitely think that if she gets elected, that we're going to see the crazy stuff we've seen for the last 8 years unfortunately, is going to look like a walk in the park.
Well, let me give you the intel directly from the Pentagon, you name it, across the board. And, of course, you were there when they were bringing the Chinese generals in and all that. She basically is a Chinese agent, a communist agent, but for money, and other elites are, so she's too big to fail. She's so corrupt and so bad and has done stuff so horrible, it'll bring down the whole government. So she thinks she's invincible.
Yeah. Well, my fear is, what if she is? That's my fear. I mean, what if she does get in?
We only got 30 seconds. I want to have you back. CrisisOfCouragerTheBook.com. But, sir, what do you think will happen if she gets in 30 seconds?
In 30 seconds, I think that after all the parties are over, I think the markets are going to swing. That's my fear. I also think that she's going to move towards more of a dictatorship, more socialism. We're going to see more.
Wow, so you think Hillary will move towards a dictatorship?
Yeah, I do.
I think she'll move more towards socialism.
Incredible, sir. Thank you so much for your courage.
Fires on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Service may not be available in all states.
Attention. This is an important message for anyone who had an IVC filter implanted to prevent blood clots from traveling to their heart or lungs. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Call the IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. IVC filters have been known to fracture and cause tearing of the heart, lungs, or vena cava, internal bleeding, pulmonary embolism, and even death. Our network of experienced attorneys is ready to fight for you at no charge. You pay no fees unless your case is settled. But hurry, time is limited to make a claim, so call now for a free confidential consultation. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, call IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. 800-870-7899. That's 800-870-7899.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Yep, we never give up. We never give in. We never roll over. Just bare our teeth and charge. And you notice the New World Order's bleeding to death right now. And I'm afraid it's going to continue. Because every tyrant, every group of oligarchs always thinks they're invincible throughout history. Hitler didn't know he was going to lose until the Russians encircled Berlin. And he finally figured out he was done. And it's the same psychology over and over again. Hillary Clinton will fall. You can bet your bottom dollar on that one. And everything she symbolizes will fall. For me, it's not personal. The Clinton stuff. I was told, leave the Clintons alone. I was fired from my job. Number one at night on local radio. And then I was physically attacked. And then I was threatened in parking lots. And they kept saying, why don't you shut your mouth? We're gonna kill you. And so I just let them know when they'd call me, well, I'm carrying a gun now. So you better get me first. They stopped coming around. And again, I beat the living hell out of the people they sent. I broke their ribs. I broke their noses. They had a lot of trouble getting in their blue Astro van, I can tell you that. And that's what I'm going to do politically to the globalists, and that's what you're going to do. They want to fight? They got one. Remember that guy broke my nose with a sucker punch, and he thought I was going to go down? And instead, I just crawled right on top of him, and I crawled on all those other guys, too. And they were freaking out, and my blood was spraying out of my nose on them. And I was tearing them up. Don't talk about the Clintons. Ideas are bulletproof. Figure that out yet? I don't think I'm invincible. But the truth and justice, long term, is invincible. In fact, we have a V for Vendetta intro. Roger Stone's coming on. He's late getting to his Skype because he did this last minute. And that's just such a powerful part when they've shot V about 100 times and he doesn't matter. He's already won the mission. He gets the gun. He goes, you may have taken me out, but I'm taking you out, and ideas are bulletproof. And that's really living right there, is not being a coward, folks, and not letting these parasites feed on people anymore. They're going to go down. They will fall in the final equation. Briefly, other news we haven't even gotten to. I mentioned this, but just look at this. School calls police on 9-year-old for racist remark calling brownies brownies. Tommy Robinson accused by police of inciting racial hatred over a F ISIS flag in England. That's one of the nationalist groups. I mean, they're talking about arresting him. He's been on the show before for having an F ISIS flag with the St. George flag. Oh, by the way, they say the St. George flag, I guess that's the red cross on the white original English flag. That they're saying don't fly that. The police show up if you fly that now because it's a symbol of England. That's racist. I mean, what? I mean, this is really going on. But look at this. Breaking Paris terror attack weapon linked to Fast and Furious. Who broke here years ago that guns were going from Fast and Furious, not just into Mexico, but to Al-Qaeda and ISIS? We had the whistleblowers on. It's now Judicial Watch has it. Leanne McAdoo reported on it. It's also on Infowars.com, an article that Clifford Cunningham wrote about. Such a big deal. Now, before I go any further, secret government warehouse stockpiling for pandemic can't be discussed publicly. I'd say Infowars.com posted article, Max Slavo. Here's another report in from NPR. Inside a secret government warehouse prepped for health catastrophes. The globalists want to make us dependent. Now's the time to get independent. And we are running a special right now through the 4th of July that is the biggest ever. 30-40% off on storable foods. We do that like once a year. I did it a few months ago. And because things are getting so serious, I just had the idea this week. I said, we're just going to go all out with a special on all preparedness items. From 20-40% off on Survival Shield X2, 20-40% off on all InfoWars Select storable food, 20% off on Alexa Pure water filters, 20% off Alexa Pure air filters. These specials will run right through the 4th of July. I'll probably keep them until Tuesday. You're crazy, in my humble opinion, if you're not self-sufficient. Every government agency, every major corporation stockpiles food, stockpiles weapons, stockpiles communications, and has getaway plans for their executives, helicopters and jets on standby. And they didn't used to do this. They're all gearing up. And it's because things are, we're sitting on a whole bunch of bubbles. The globalists are starting wars. They're bringing in giant millions of military-age men into Europe that are jihad forces. If they bring down Europe, and let me tell you something, folks, you start having 100 attacks a week, it'll cause a Great Depression. It could be 1,000 a week with the numbers we're talking about. This is a planned invasion of Europe a total invasion, a land invasion directed by the globalists, working with Saudi Arabia and Islam. I mean, this is a total double cross. Who would think they'd use a Islamic army? 80% of them are military-aged men. And I used to hear this, you know, I criticized Glenn Beck and people. He was hearing from other people, but he would say this like 8 years ago, and I'd say, that's ridiculous, okay? They're doing a clash of civilizations. I know they're funding radical Islam. I know Saudi Arabia is doing bad stuff. I know they use terror attacks to take our rights, but they're not going to, you know, invade us with Muslims. I was wrong. I've looked at the force structure, the numbers, and it is 5 million, quote, refugees that were invaders into Syria, almost all of them. 80% military-aged men. Man, like 15% of them are combatants. I mean, that's just a conservative number. And we're talking about hundreds of thousands. I mean, if you have any idea what 100-something thousand people running around. And by the way, they've all got full auto guns that they're getting that were military-grade being shipped into Mexico to them from the United States. They're also getting weapons from Saudi Arabia. They have weapons. But I'm digressing. Take advantage of these specials. Get prepared because it's not enough to have firearms. It's not enough to have a defense plan for you and your family. You need to be able to deal with months of not having food or electricity or water. You need to have a backup plan. Patriots must be self-sufficient to a certain extent. And believe me, I've never put in extra generators at the office. And, I mean, I've actually got more solar panels in at my house. I'm actually going over plans, going over road routes to if things totally collapse. I mean, look, the New World Order, they can set nukes off, folks. I'm telling you, in my gut, I can also intellectually see it. This election, all the destabilization garbage, the race war stuff for Soros' funding. This guy overthrows countries all the time. He's not playing games. He's talking about a Euro superstate with armies taking over countries that try to leave. I mean, that's in mainstream news. They are hardcore. So I don't know exactly what they're going to pull because they don't know exactly. They got a bunch of irons in the fire here. But am I trying to scare you? Absolutely, because I'm concerned. I'm scared you're not going to be prepared. And I'll be quite honest. This is a pure symbiotic 360 win. I need more money to fund our operation, especially if a total depression is going to hit. I don't want to have to downsize and lay a bunch of people off and, who knows, go off the air. Everybody else is either downsizing right now or going bankrupt in media because it's such a huge bloom of so much media. I want to be one of the people standing at the end, and we're in a position to do that. We're at every metric, we're exploding in viewers and readers and listeners, and we are doing okay in revenue. But used to when audience exploded, revenue followed it. Audience explodes, revenue explodes. I expand. Not now. Audience is just blasting, like supernova, just super dangerous. The globalists are flipping out. I don't even like this. Okay, I hoped other people would be as big as I was, because I'm not a coward, but I'm also not stupid. I don't want the limelight. I don't want to have to do this. I act like a crazy man half the time because I'm so real. I just don't care. I want to act like an idiot, I act like one. I want to make jokes, I do it. I just, you know, I'm for real. Everybody knows that. The globalists hate me because they know I'm for real. And they know I'm committed. And I know you're committed. They hate you as well. But I, you know, it's, yeah, you need this. You need these filters. These are the best filters. These are the best shortwave radios. These are the best non-GMO heirloom seeds, wide spectrum, 14, 16 different brands now. I had them check last week to make sure we have the lowest prices available. In many cases, we have the lowest prices. Whatever. We shouldn't even have to have the lowest prices. Everybody should go buy this stuff. In fact, I'm thinking about starting to offer some items that are at like retail where we actually get like 100%, you know, profit or something, you know, on it so that I can really not have to worry about making money. Because, listen, I would cut way back on sponsorship if a certain point. I'm not just going to keep expanding forever because it's dangerous to expand. You can get infiltrated. It's hard to manage things. I need like 4 or 5 more editors, 4 or 5 more camera people, 4 or 5 more writers. And some more customer service and IT people. I mean, I need like 10 more people. The problem is I hire those people. I then can't give raises to the other people unless we expand, which is still a good mission because we need to expand. I mean, it's all 360 win. Everything I do is about it's got to be a 360 win. It's got to benefit everybody unless it's the globalists. They're the parasites overrunning us, giving us no quarter. They must be defeated. Do we have Roger Stone yet? All right, we're getting him lined up. He came on short notice. Sometimes he has some technical issues. Let's just go with phone and we can do that. Now, All I'm saying is 20-40% off InfoWarsLife.com. Survival Shield X2. 24% off InfoWars Selects Horrible Foods. And when we say select, that's the name I came up with. It's just a private label. It's the full spectrum of the high quality My Patriot supply. And you can buy the full spectrum of My Patriot. It's drop ship from them at InfoWarsStore.com right next to InfoWars Select if you'd like. And by the way, this is fresh, new food. They made me stop the special a few months ago because they were about to sell out and couldn't even keep up with capacity. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And the Hillary for Prison shirts are now back in stock. The new design, it's the same overall design, but a red InfoWars.com on the right shoulder. Very handsome shirt. Now, joining us for a brief interview until the end of the hour is Roger Stone of StoneZone.com, former head of the campaign, the Trump campaign. His business partner, of course, is currently the head of the campaign. And Roger Stone, joining us via video Skype, has written a powerful article for Town Hall about would Ronald Reagan vote for Donald Trump, and another powerful article that we've been covering, the fact that he, in many polls like Rasmussen, is now ahead of Hillary. And I know I talked to Stone and others over the weekend. He said, look, in most polls, they're a dead heat or Trump's ahead, but that's internal polling. Hillary's putting out all these fake polls. So to talk polls and to talk Ronald Reagan, the Gipper, that's his article. What would he think of the great Trumpkin? Thank you for joining us, Mr. Stone.
Alex, great to be back with you. I'm calling from the New York bunker today where I'm hunkered down in front of the computer writing.
Well, you've got the floor. Thank you for your time. Tell us first about these polls. And I know you like to be too optimistic, but this is pretty exciting. Let's get into your article in Town Hall.
Sure. I think it's very important to understand the dynamics of this election. In Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, you have very polarizing figures who have great intensity among their supporters and great animosity against their detractors, those who are opposed. The country is fairly evenly divided between left and right. Therefore, this race, I think, is never going to be in a situation in which either candidate is out of range of winning. So it doesn't really matter whether Donald Trump is down 5 points next week, but leading by 5 points the week after that. I expect the race to seesaw. Polling is an art form. There are good pollsters and bad pollsters. By that, I mean there are accurate pollsters and there are pollsters who make methodological errors in terms of...
Sure, to try to create the perspective that Hillary's really winning.
Well, some of them certainly are. The left-leaning polls, take PPP, for example, they'll never show the Republicans winning in any state or they'll never show numbers that are...
Yeah, Hillary's 800 points ahead, according to them, yeah.
Yeah, but look, in all honesty, we're citing the Rasmussen poll today. I've been very critical of Rasmussen, Alex, because 3-4 years ago, he continued to take surveys without including Gary Johnson and Judge Jim Gray, two good friends of mine, in his ballot. And that's unprofessional. They were on the ballot in 48 states.
Absolutely. What can you tell us about internal polling? I know some of that's held close to the vest, but I've talked to some other folks. They say...
Well, look, all I can say, and this is anecdotal, of course, and in no way formal, but it is my understanding that in certain swing states, acknowledging that, that Trump had a rough couple weeks, but I think has certainly turned the corner on that and is now back on the upswing, helped, ironically, by additional issues pertaining to international Islamic terrorism. In the several key states that you and I would both refer to as swing states, particularly some of the medium-sized swing states, Trump continues to lead, and all the others, he continues to hold his own. If you're in this race, if you're up 3 points, well, that's probably within the margin of error. Now, there is a problem of chronically sampling Republicans that I have seen in many of these mainstream polls. That's one way to cook the poll. Sometimes they oversample key Democratic groups. That's also a way to cook these polls. But So I just think all any consumer out there reading the media who reads about the polls should take them with a grain of salt. Trump's own polling and polling friendly to him shows that he is certainly in a position to win this race.
You never gave me any Trump secrets. I mean, obviously, that's why you're a confidant. But you did a few times say, this is what you're going to see in Wisconsin. This will be the real numbers. This is what you're going to see in this state. And you were just incredibly accurate every time. So I know you like to lowball things so that people don't get too optimistic. But I tell you, I mean, he keeps getting more and more of these Reagan Democrats and people that have never voted. And I see the Internet searches. Google can track this. Are a lot of people that have never voted are now really getting involved in looking at Trump. And a lot of folks are also scared to say they're for Trump because of political correctness, but I think you're really going to go for Trump. I think you add that into the skew of the polls, and I think Trump really is. I think Trump's probably really about 5 points ahead. And I think if he keeps hammering and savaging Hillary, then he's going to end up maybe beating her in a landslide.
Well, that is, of course, the strategic imperative of his campaign. Look, Alex, if this election is about Donald Trump, then Trump will lose. But if this election is about Hillary Clinton, which it should be because it's a referendum on the past 8 years, and I think we all acknowledge her policies would essentially be a continuation.
That's right. Stay there. She's the establishment. It needs to be, hey, he's new, she's old. We need to get rid of her. She's guilty for where we are. Great point, Roger Stone. Stay with us. We'll be back with more of that.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com. If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world.
There is a war against Christianity. Fight back with EPH612.com, the only clothing line for strong Christian men of faith. EPH612.com clothing is premium quality, 100% made in the USA, and has free shipping on all orders. Wear the brand made for Christian warriors. Visit EPH612.com for truth in Christian clothing.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
All right, Roger Stone is with us a little bit in the next hour. Then I am going to open the phones up to talk about every issue. Long-time callers, first-time callers, new listeners, people who disagree, agree, whatever. We've got a bunch of news we're going to cover then as well. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. StoneZone.com is his website. He's got two books out on the Hillary Clinton's war on women and the Bush crime family, how they all work together. Absolutely. Talk about a referendum on the corrupt, rotten Washington establishment and Trump coming out with that economic speech and saying Hillary is an agent of the Chinese. He said the Chinese are in a trade war with us and she's an agent against us in that war and the era of surrender is over. We're already in a trade war and we're losing badly. This is pure veritas. Speaking on how Trump's really getting aggressive and suddenly surges in polls. And then let's get into what would Ronald Reagan think of Trump? Because you know you knew both men very, very well and know Trump.
First of all, I appreciate InfoWars publishing my piece, which makes the very case that Reagan and Trump were very similar in many ways, both unabashed believers in American power and American sovereignty, both nationalists, both outside the control of the Wall Street, K Street elite. Certainly, Reagan had his relationship with them, but he wasn't like Trump. He was an outsider. He came from a different discipline than politics, that being entertainment. But he also had the larger-than-life celebrity quality that Trump has. When you meet Trump, you know you've met a superstar. I mean, he has a presence that is filling arenas across the country in the last year. And like Reagan, I think Donald has ability to make himself understood. He talks in a way that people can relate to. Like Reagan, he talks in a way that working people particularly can relate to. Beyond that, he has a great sense of humor, as Reagan did. And he's a fighter. They were both fighters. When Reagan was on the verge of knockout in the 1976 campaign after taking beating after beating after beating, by Gerald Ford, he stayed in the race when all of his top advisors, and I was a junior advisor, or a junior staffer, but all of his top advisors and his wife were telling him to get out. You're done. Get out. Had he dropped out then in 1976, he would never have been the nominee 4 years later. It was only seeing it through to the convention and fighting it out and losing by a handful of votes that positioned him for the nomination 4 years later. So Trump has that fighter instinct that you know, he's a brawler. This guy can't wait to take on the left. And Hillary Clinton must know at this point that all of her crimes are going to be delineated by the Republican candidate, every single one of them, in terms that people can understand.
I mean, I know that Trump and Reagan had dinner at some dinners and had met each other. Do you know what Reagan thought of Trump, or did it ever come up?
It's interesting. President Reagan, like President Nixon, who met Donald Trump in George Steinbrenner's private box at Yankee Stadium, both Reagan and Nixon urged Trump to run for public office. Now, in Nixon's case, he said, you know, Donald, you might want to take a look at the governor's office first. But Trump, frankly, is too big for the governor's office. Or I should say the governor's office is too small for him. His focus has always been on national issues and international issues like trade. So, but it's interesting that two of the best politicians of the last 40 years both met Trump and urged him to run for public office.
Absolutely. But, you know, having Trump run and just be a governor, that's like Shamu at SeaWorld. It just doesn't fit. That's why it's animal torture in my view, and I'm not even a penis supporter. We'll be back in 70 seconds with one more segment with Roger Stone. Then it's your phone calls on this live Global Thursday edition.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.